Thank you, Liz. And now back to the news.
New student flats would be a memorial to City Circus owner. He has already been immortalised in a song by the Beatles, but a Norwich man who was one of the most celebrated circus owners in Victorian England could be about to provide yet more artistic inspiration. A blue plaque on the side of John Lewis in All Saints Green commemorates William Darby, who was better known in the 19th century through his stage name of Pablo Fonck. And the company behind a proposed student accommodation in All Saints Green are looking to mark his remarkable life through public art, if their development gets the green light at a meeting next week. As a young man, Fonck, who lived in Burr Street, joined a circus where he trained and handled horses, but he was also skilled as a tightrope walker and trapeze artist. He struck out on his own in the early 1840s, becoming the first black circus owner in the country. His circus primarily performed in the north of England. It was a poster for one of his shows which was the inspiration for John Lennon when he wrote, "Being for the benefit of Mr. Kite."
Former Home Secretary Alan Johnson will be coming to Norwich as part of a literary event. Mr. Johnson, who also served as Health and Education Secretary in the former Labour government, will be at Jarrold to talk about his latest memoir, The Long and Winding Road. An evening with Alan Johnson takes place from 6:30 on September the 27th. Tickets at £7.50 are available. Call 01603 660 661.
More than £2,000 raised for Age UK during Open Garden events. Some of the county's most stunning gardens have been opened to the public to raise money for a Norfolk charity. Throughout the summer, people have been able to explore gardens as part of an event organised by Age UK. And now, more than £2,000 has been raised for the charity through entrance fees and generous donations. Age UK's open garden season, which started in May, concluded on bank holiday weekend in glorious sunshine at Hoveton Hall. More than 150 people visited its gardens on the Sunday and Monday, raising £955. Michael Wilde, who's the corporate and community fundraiser at Age UK Norfolk, said, "We are extremely grateful to Harry and Rachel, who support Age UK Norfolk every year by opening their delightful garden. This year, seven other gardens have been open across Norfolk and we've raised over £2,220. This is to be used to fund four Pabulum Cafe sessions supporting 20 people living with dementia and their carers, which is fantastic and much appreciated. Gardens have been open in Longham, Old Buckenham, South Walsham and Wood Bastwick. It's the third year the charity has organised the event."
The owner of Kettle Chips has completed the acquisition of a popcorn brand as it anticipates customers' growing appetite for lighter snacks. Kettle Foods, which has a factory in Beaufort, initially acquired a 26% stake in Metcalfe's Skinny in January this year, but has now taken the remaining 74% to become a full owner of the brand. The UK popcorn market has grown by 45% over the last 2 years, and Kettle Foods believes it is set to grow further as consumers increasingly seek out lighter snack options. It also said the acquisition would help to expand into a wider range of snacks and advance its health strategy.
Fundraisers to help the city's homeless. A charity which helps the homeless is teaming up with Norwich Churches next month to raise vital funds. Hope Into Action is encouraging people to consider what it's like to be homeless through its Walk in My Shoes fundraising campaign. Events include a shoe sale on October the 1st at the Princess Street United Reformed Church. People will be sleeping rough for one night throughout October to raise money. Norfolk Christians are being encouraged to do a sponsored walk at some point during the month. A formal ball takes place at the Princes Street United Reformed Church on Saturday, October the 22nd, between 7 and 10pm. Tickets cost £15.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Elizabeth Stimpson and Rupert Hipwell. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news and two features. One about a Syrian refugee in Norwich, and the other a remarkable tale about a lost painting.